The lack of community and acceptance many Christians feel is disheartening. In our last radio segment, we discussed the immediate sense of community Paul felt with brothers in Christ, whom he had never met until his journey to Rome. Bible teacher Beth Moore outlines three strands in the cord of brotherhood. These key elements help to foster that community, love, and acceptance we all desire within the body of Christ. It starts with praying for other believers. I've personally experienced strong ties with people I hardly knew because I was interceding in prayer for them. This works even with so-called enemies or those who I have felt alienated and distant from. Prayer has changed my heart and bonded me with sisters and brothers in Christ. The second strand of brotherhood is obligation to other believers. We are called by God, obligated, to use our spiritual gifts for the benefit of others in the body of Christ. Equality is the third and final strand Beth Moore identifies as essential in developing strong ties of community with brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible tells us that salvation is for all who believe in Jesus Christ. It is not for a certain denomination, certain socioeconomic status, certain race or ethnicity, etc. It is for all who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So start today in building community within the body of Christ by praying for them, using your gifts in service to them, and treating these brothers and sisters as equal in Jesus Christ.